You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
All right, we're back with the Sports Rabbi, Josh Hoffman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show, where we bring you the best of Israeli sports all the way up north in Aria, down south, the Eilat, and all the great cities in between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and many, many more. And if you like this podcast, and I know that you do, make sure you subscribe to us, leave us a five-star rating, write us a nice review, check us out at Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Check us out at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver it to you in both languages. Tons of articles. The Sports Rabbi has just returned from Spain, so that's why there was no show last week. I was busy in Barcelona, Madrid, Valencia. I got to see a bunch of EuroLeague basketball because there is no EuroLeague basketball in Israel right now. Got to see some ACB action as well. Lots of interviews, articles are all over sportsrabbi.com. We have a special interview that's going to be put up in about a couple weeks as well from that trip. So lots to look forward to coming up still from the Sports Rabbi's journey to Spain. We're going to talk basketball. We're going to talk soccer. We're going to catch everybody up on all the latest news in Israeli sports. And to do that, I bring on my good friend from Israel Sport, none other than Roei Jankelovich. How you doing today, Roei? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you, Josh?
Doing well here in Jerusalem, Roei. I don't think Maccabi Tel Aviv is doing well right now. Maccabi Tel Aviv.
No.
We can start with them. They got squashed 89-72 against Olympiakos in Piraeus. Nikolai Milutinov absolutely dominates the game. 20 points, 20 rebounds. Only the fourth ever player in EuroLeague history to do so. The last one was roughly 15 years ago or so. They were just dominant. Alec Peter, 17 points, and 20 points from Isaiah Kanan, however you want to pronounce it. I like Kanan, the old way of saying the land of Israel. There it's Kanan, land of Kanan. From Maccabi Tel Aviv, 18 points for Wade Baldwin, but that was a lot of fake over there. 10 points from Tamir Blatt, who was not good, and Bonzi Colson with 10 points as well. Maccabi Tel Aviv without Lorenzo Brown, a late scratch, even though he wasn't that late because he never made the trip to Greece, apparently didn't fly with the team, although he gave the quote and sync beforehand, so that was quite interesting. I guess they were trying to make Olympiakos believe that Lorenzo Brown was going to play. He did not play. It did not make a difference at all, Roei. Olympiakos, after two losses in Spain against Barcelona and Baskonia, the Sports Rabbi was at that Barcelona loss. Yorgos Bartsokas gets the better of Oded Katash in the game, Roei. Maccabi did not look very good.
No, but Olympiakos are not a match for Maccabi. That's something maybe Maccabi fans don't realize. Olympiakos is a team which has been now for two seasons in a row in the final of the Final Four, although they lost. But Maccabi is not there. The moment you play against Olympiakos away, you know you're going to lose. That's the way if you bet on that game, it's a million to one that Maccabi would win. That's how
they never win. They never win in Piraeus. Just a very difficult place to play in. Very difficult place to win in. Maccabi Tel Aviv got behind early. John DiBartolomeo and Tamir Blatt tried to keep them in the game with some three pointers, but really Olympiakos started, you know, almost every quarter with a good run. If it was a 12-0 run, if it was a 9-0 run, they were just a better team. I know Bartsokas, it was interesting. I got to speak to him a little bit one-on-one after the Barcelona game. It was actually very nice to talk to him. And he does send his best to the situation in Israel. You should know about that. And he also mentioned it in his post-game press conference yesterday as well. So it was actually very, very nice, even though they lost to Barcelona. And we spoke a little bit, and he was saying that, you know, people have to realize that we lost a lot of players. We lost the MVP of the EuroLeague in Sasha Vezenkov. And we, you know, he doesn't mention Kostas Lucas by name ever. But they also lost Kostas Lucas. It's funny, you know? He says, we lost some players, right? And, you know, he's never going to mention him by name because he went to Panathinaikos. But losing Kostas Lucas is a big deal. They lost two major cogs in their machine. Granted, there are some players that have stayed behind, and Milutinov came back, was very familiar with the team. But, you know, he's saying, and he's not wrong here, is that we're a new team. We're still trying to figure out how we're playing together. And, you know, it's going to take time. It's not a instant, you know, instant fix, especially when you lose a player like Vezinkov, Roy.
Exactly. And but still, they're not a bad team. They're quite a good team, even though they lost big stars. And Maccabi have their problems. Not that Maccabi are doing beyond anybody's expectations due to the circumstances. That's the thing.
12-10 in eighth place right now. No, there's no question. I mean, Monaco's playing tonight. Partizan's playing tonight. Those teams are both 11-10. So, you know, Maccabi may be bounced out of a playoff spot. But it's going to be close the whole way through. I think the Maccabi's done, you know, malum ever, much more than anybody expected. And it's tough. I mean, at the end of the day, they're playing home games in front of nobody. They have Panathinaikos coming up this week in Belgrade. And they're playing their away games in front of full
crowd and a few Maccabi fans. We see that some Maccabi fans come to the away games.
But it's, you know, few and far between. Originally, this game was a game that I was going to go to had there not been a war in Olympiacos. It was originally on my schedule, and then schedule kind of changed with this trip to Spain. So I did not go to that game. Listen, Maccabi Tel Aviv, if you look at their roster, Roy, you know, it's very hard to compare them against, you know, some of the better teams in the league. Let's be honest.
Exactly.
Right?
And I claimed at the beginning of the season that the three guys who came in are not better than the three guys who left, meaning Hillard, Jarrell,
right,
and Poitras were good players, but we know Hillard would never stay because somebody didn't want him. We know who didn't want him.
Yeah.
So
no, it's a tough situation. I mean, you look yesterday, Milutinov, forget about the 20-20. I mean, he held Josh Nebo to two shots. He had 3 points. You're not going to win a game when Josh Nebo has 3 points. Rivera was 3-for-4, a little bit better. He had 8 points in the game. But those, you know, again, were minutes that, you know, he's a different player than a player like Josh Nebo. And Josh Nebo isn't going to be able to, you know, match up against Nikola Milutinov. And Maccabi always has they always know how to make a player that hasn't had a good year have a good year, have a good game. Yep. Right? Maccabi Tel Aviv always knows how to make sure that that happens. And that's exactly what happened in this game. Sorkin was good, 3-for-4 with 9 points. But, you know, Wade Baldwin, 5-for-12 from 2, 1-for-3 from 3, 18 points. Just not 5-for-8 from the line, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 turnovers. It's not going to be enough. Tunis Cleveland, 7 minutes, no points. James Webb, only 3 points, 1-for-2 from 3, didn't get his shots. Rafi Manko with 5 points. You know, I expect him to do more. Jake Cohen didn't even play. He's been totally wiped out of the rotation. Tamir Blatt again, 2-for-8 from 3. John had 6 points, but again, it was those 2 3-pointers, and that was it. He only took 2 other 3-point shots, didn't miss, didn't hit any of them, no, 1 assist. I mean, he wasn't there. He played 27 minutes. It's just, he's just not, you know, not good enough. Bonzi Colson, 10 points, 3-for-5 from the field, 3 rebounds. It's not enough. I mean, it's not enough against these big teams. It's enough to beat the middle range teams. It's enough to beat some of the, you know, some of the teams that, listen, let's be honest, Partizan Belgrade, that's a game they should have never lost once they were winning by 24 points. Okay. But you look at the teams like Partizan, Valencia, Milan, Red Star, Bayern, FS, Žalgiris, Alba, Villarban, those are all teams that they should beat, right? I think we all agree with that, right, Rui? I mean, I don't think there's any team there. But Partizan, again, is a tough game. Baskonia can go either way. Then you have everybody else. I mean, Bologna, in my opinion, is a beatable team, and they did beat them, which was good last week. That was a good win against one of the better teams. But Madrid, Barcelona, Panathinaikos, Fenerbahce, Monaco, those are all going to be tough teams that they match up very poorly against. And they're going to have problems. Are they going to make the playoffs, Roy?
They'll make the play-in.
You
I
think
don't
they'll make
know
the
about
play-in?
The play-in.
Yeah. I would think they're going to make the play-in, but, you know, again, anything can happen. How long is Lorenzo going to be out? Are there going to be other, you know, other injuries, you know? I also, listen, I don't like what went on with the whole Lorenzo thing. I understand, you know, from a sideline of they want to try to, you know, make that he's going to play for Olympiacos, but he doesn't even fly with
it
the
hurt
team.
The team. It
I
hurt
mean,
Maccabi more than it hurt Olympiacos.
I mean,
They're playing
I think
old-fashioned, as if we're 20 years ago, where and people don't know how to, teams don't know how to prepare for other teams without certain players. Come on, Maccabi.
Yeah, just be honest. Just be straight. I mean, I don't know. You know, those games are old. They're old fashioned. Panathinaikos coming up for them, and then a trip to Spain against Madrid and Baskonia, which is going to be tough games coming up for them, Roy. I mean, these are not going to be easy games. They're in a situation where they're 12-10 right now, and then they play before the break. They also before the international cup break. They also play against FS, which is supposed to be in Istanbul, which won't be. Now, how many of these four games are they going to win? They're 12-10 now. What is their record going to be after they play Panathinaikos,
wow,
Real Madrid, Baskonia, and Efes? I hate to say it, but are we looking at
if not,
they're going to go 1-3, right?
Exactly. Panathinaikos is the only game I see them winning.
They're going to be at they'll be at 500, right? That's probably they're going to be at 500 by that point. I mean, I think Efes is the winnable game. That's going to be in front of nobody, and who knows what country.
No, it's going to be in front of fans, like the Fenerbahce thing.
Yeah, but it won't be. It's not in front of their
fans. Efes don't have. They don't have the fans anyway. Even when they play at
right.
home, even
it's not. Again, it's not. I don't see how they're even going to win against Panathinaikos next week. I don't know. I mean, you know, again, anything can happen in these games.
I think that's the game they were doing. Somewhere.
You know, but before we even get there, they have a derby coming up. Then they have Kiryata. Now, the derby, they're going to go into against a team that Hapoel Tel Aviv is also not an optimal situation right now. They're not in great shape. They're coming off a loss to Paris, 104-86. That was a game that, you know, Hapoel Tel Aviv was, you know, was tight at the start, and then little by little, Paris is just a very good team. Munford with 14 points, Tomer Gennat 14 points, 13 for Bartimore, 20 for Des Wells, but they were not, you know, not an important 20. Whereas TJ Shorts with 20 points and 10 assists, TJ Storts, Shorts stood tall against Maccabi. 13 points for Tyson Ward, 15 for Colin Malcolm, 12 points from Leon Kratzer. Paris is a good team. Hapoel is coming in banged up. Excuse me. There's no question that they have all kinds of injury problems. It was interesting that Brian Angola played after they had put out a statement earlier in the week that he was not going to, you know, he was out for at least another week and a half to 2 weeks. But, you know, who else is going to be a surprise addition?
Not Jacobin.
Jacobin's far from coming back. I don't think Jalen Horde's coming back anytime soon. Also, and John Hall is hurt. I don't think three.
They were all sitting courtside in Ramat Gan next to us, so that's why. With Angola, of course.
Yeah. So you look at there. Danny Frank was not coming into that game with an optimal team. Maccabi Tel Aviv is coming off a loss. They're playing in the drive-in. We know what happened last time they played in the drive-in. The two teams they didn't play, but the time that they really played, they lost by 37 points.
Yeah,
Maccabi Tel Aviv
in the
playoffs. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen again. But
we have to just hope that the game will be played. That's the way I look at it. That's the first thing.
So we're going to see that again. Not a great loss, you know, against Paris, but Paris is the best team in the league right now. They have coming up Promethea, which is going to be dangerous. Promethea is a good team, and that's coached, of course, by Nenu Ginzburg. And then they have Badalona the week after that, a team that the sports rabbi got to see as well. And they have London and Badalona breathing down their necks right now with 10 wins apiece, with Hapoel Tel Aviv with 11 wins. And then you have Besiktas with 9, and you have Promethea with 8. You know, so again, these top six teams, I think there's a big separation between the top six that make the playoffs and then 7, 8, 9, 10, where all those teams are under 500. The teams in the top six are over 500. Hapoel Holon, they deserve credit, Roe. 78-72 winners over Ustend. They win their series. There was a good game from Justin Smith. 28 points, 9 rebounds. It was tremendous. 16 points. C.J. Harris has looked like the C.J. Harris of old. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. He was terrific. DeAndre Burns coming in with 10 points. It's a good addition. Listen, Amit Sheriff, they could have easily blown this series, and they made sure that they didn't. They take the victory, and they move on to the round of 16. The round of 16 group stage, which, Roe, they are going to have a very tough time. Because if you look at the group that they're in, Roe, this is not a very pleasant group. And I'd also say this for Hapoel Jerusalem. They are also not in an easy group. Listen to the teams that Hapoel Holon has. They have AEK, which Jordan McRae, of course, plays for them. And they just signed Austin Hollins. You have Murcia, who's a Spanish team, who's very good. They just beat Real Madrid. And I know Real Madrid was not coming into that game in full force, and they had a lot of injured players, including Sergio Yule and Walter Tavares. And then they have Prometheus Patras, which is another tough Greek team. But is Colon going to make it out of this round, Roe?
I doubt it.
I really, I don't see. Will they sign another player? I don't think so. Do they have a chance to make it out? I really, really tough. I don't want to count them out, but it's going to be really tough for them. You look at Jerusalem.
They made it by making it to this stage. That's how I look at it.
they did a great job, and it was great that they made it. And congratulations to them for doing that. Jerusalem has a tough group. They have Tenerife, which is always going to cause problems, and that's in the Canary Islands. They have Peristeri, who's coached by a player that, he was a one-time great guard for Olympiacos and before left for Panathinaikos. I think that...
Yannakis?
Excuse me?
Yannakis is the player?
No, Roe, come on. You know who coaches Peristeri.
Yeah.
Come on. One of the great all-time players in Vasilis Spanoulis.
Spanoulis, of course.
So Peristeri is going to be tough no matter what. And then they have Karsiaka, who's also a good team. And again, that game probably will not be in Turkey. We'll have to see where that game will be. They also don't have an easy go. They have a new head coach in Ilias Kantsouris, a Greek coach, so he definitely is familiar with a lot of these teams. He's played, has competed in Europe. What do you think about the new coach, Roe? What do you think about the move?
I think they got somebody who is going to fill in the shoes of Jikic, meaning someone who's able to handle these players and the style of play. That's why they took him. That's what I think. And maybe Trinkieri is on his way in the summer as head coach.
But
I will tell if it's going to work out, because Europe is what counts for them. But also their head is in the EuroLeague, not in the BCL. Meaning, even if he doesn't make it out of here, they'll always say we have the EuroLeague. So with Jerusalem, it's all long-term planning. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. No question. No question over there. Roe, any final thoughts on the Israeli basketball situation? There's league games, of course, and Ben Saraf went off for 12 points in the fourth quarter to help his team to a victory over Hapoel Haifa. There's going to be some Israeli games going on, and we'll cover all that, of course, here at sportsrabbi.com. Let's move over here to the soccer situation, Roe, and we'll start with the Derby, the game you were at. It was definitely an interesting week. You were at the Derby, and that was a 4-2 victory for Maccabi Tel Aviv. Talk a little bit about what went on in that game.
A difficult game for Maccabi. Maccabi started the game really well. Dor Tudjman makes it 1-0. Then a quick break with flares, because we know that in the derby you always have flares. And then Maccabi make it 2-0, but then something happens. Maccabi take the pedal off the gas, and suddenly Hapoel Tel Aviv make it 2-1, and then Archel with a great goal makes it 2-2, wrong footing the defense. But immediately after the 2-2 comes Eran Zahavi with a one-touch goal, and we go into halftime with 3-2 to Maccabi. Second half, the pace slowed down, and Zahavi scored a penalty, which was made it 4-2, and that was it. Was it? But there was a good atmosphere. That's something which is positive. There were only flares. There were no sticks thrown onto the pitch or anything. That's why when I'm thinking of the basketball, they have to learn from the football fans also. The Hapoel
Yeah, I mean, but we also have to say the
basketball fans.
the flares. Listen, the flares are
That's
dangerous,
fine.
and they
In
were. But
Belgrade,
Rowie,
I know
there were
one
some
almost hit the
dangerous.
crossing from
Yes,
Maccabi. I know. I saw it. I saw it.
that was not smart. Let's be
Yeah.
honest over
Yeah. I know. I
there.
know.
Again, Dor Tjursjman and Eran Zahavi both with braces. There was a good win, but they'd sputtered recently, and Maccabi
Three
Haifa
games in a row without the
closed.
win.
Close the gap. I mean, they're only 3 points behind right now. They defeated Bnei Sakhnin 3-0. Dean Davis scored a brace in that game, and Ankalaili also scored.
Halali. Yeah.
Where do you think Maccabi's going right now? I mean, you cover them on a regular basis. Is this team going to win the title? We also know that Sagiv Yeheskel, who just returned from Alanyaspor, is rumored to come to. To come to Maccabi Tel Aviv. They already signed one player that left Turkey, and then Kartsev. So where do you see this team, Roy? What do you
It's
are they going to win the championship? Are they good enough? Are they going
going
to
to be a
make
two-horse
the
race.
moves?
I can't promise they're going to win the championship. Maccabi Haifa are hot on their heels. Maccabi Haifa can overtake them. Maccabi Haifa have done good signings with Gadi Kinda. Now Tom Mehmet came in as a backup striker. So it seems like in this winter break, Maccabi Haifa did the better work. So we're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be close, that's for sure.
You look at Maccabi Haifa, though. They're going to lose Tyrone Cherry. It looks like he's going to
Yeah.
be off for the next half year. He may return
If
after
not
that
for good, that's
for
what I
good,
think.
right? I mean, I think there
If
is some
so.
issue there with the family. I don't think that there's any.
There is one of it's his kid. It's everyone knows it.
It's not that he's trying to escape
No,
or anything.
it's nothing
Well,
to do with the war, nothing.
I mean. Do they have enough? Do they have? They signed Tomer Hemed, but let's be honest, Tomer Hemed
Gadi
hasn't
Kinda.
really played, and they signed
No,
Gedi
but
Kinnun.
Tomer Hemed is like the Nikita Rukavica. That's what I look at him. Like Nikita was when he was at Haifa, the backup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to see much out of Tomer Hemed from them. He hasn't played very much. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he
Yeah,
was
but he hasn't
really
been given a chance by Beersheba. That's
right. He was never given a
the
chance.
issue.
Yeah, it was a strange situation over there. And
Exactly, it was a strange move.
speaking of Beersheba, really, they've been great recently. I mean, they had a bad stretch, and then all of a sudden they've been pounding teams, and they defeated Hapoel Petah Tikva 2-0, two second half goals, Antonio Sefer and Alon Tuorjaman. Abelina Barda definitely had a rough go for a month or so where they just weren't winning games, and now. They're back into it and they're winning 4-0, 5-0, 3-0, 2-0. Can they get themselves back into the playoff race? Are they
Yeah, they
do they
are. They're
can
hot
they
in it.
get
They
in?
can. They're going third. They're in. They're definitely in, but not for the championship.
Well, that's the
That's
question. Can they put themselves in for the championship? I mean, right now, you have to look, they're in
no.
fourth place
I
right now. Hapoel Haifa sitting in
yeah. But
third.
look at the
But
points.
they're far. They're 12 points. It's really amazing if you think about it. They're 12 points off. You look at the standings and you see Beersheba. They have a 20 goal difference between goals scored and goals conceded. Third place, Hapoel Haifa under Roni Levi, have only a 5 goal difference, which is quite funny. And we'll get to them in a minute. Beersheba obviously doesn't have enough to go for the championship, but they're definitely in the race for the top three. After them, they have Bnei Reyna, who definitely dropped off recently. But they're
But
still
they
having a
played
good
well.
year. They took points from Maccabi Tel Aviv
Yeah.
and
And
Beitar.
the last game
Yeah, so let's look at some of those other games. Bnei Reina with a 2-1 win over Beitar Jerusalem. Markowski found the second half winner. Beside the yellow and black, they took the 3 points over there. Ashdod defeated Maccabi Petah Tikva 2-1. And you also have Netanya slipping by Hapoel Jerusalem, who've been a disaster this season, and Hapoel Haifa, 2-0 winners over Hapoel Hadera. Really, what do you take out of those games?
Paul Jerusalem have improved a little recently. They're no more rock bottom, but they're having a difficult season compared to last year. Also, they lost many players. When you look at their attacking and midfield and the strikers, everyone changed. Maybe the defense also. You have now Shachar Fiban and Gretzkin leading their defense. So it's a team which changed a lot from last season. So in my opinion, if they're not relegated, that's good. And they won't be relegated because they're good enough not to be relegated. We have teams which are very high candidates to be relegated, like Hadera changed coach this week. Niso Avitan was sacked and Chaim Silvas replaced him. That's more news of the week.
Yeah, definitely more news of the week with that move. You're looking at
And
the bottom.
Ashdod, of course, the number one, the
Yeah.
rock bottom team.
13 points. Hedera, Hapoel Petah Tikva, 14 points. Maccabi Petah Tikva, 15 points. Maccabi Petah Tikva, they have a new coach in Ron Kojuk. He's been there. Jerusalem was 16. That's Hapoel. Beitar with 18. Sakhnin with 20. Hapoel Tel Aviv with 20. And let's talk about Hapoel Tel Aviv, Roy. They're a team that they're definitely not meeting the expectations of the fans. But let's be honest, were they ever built to meet the expectations of the fans?
No, there, but it's unclear what their plans are. That's the next thing. And first of all, Valkanis leaving in the winter break, the war break, was something which I think hurt them because he was a good coach, and the team was playing quite well. So and
Well,
Borja, yeah.
they had a tough run though.
Yeah.
They had a lot of injured players at the start. He was given a lot of flack by the media, I'd say. It was not easy for him.
Also, yeah, exactly. But Hapoel Tel Aviv won't be relegated. That's for sure. I do not think they're going to go into
No,
relegation
I
format.
don't think they'll be relegated either.
But I
But
don't think they'll be in the upper playoffs. That's another issue.
yeah, I don't see it. I don't see them right now. They're in seventh with 20 points, but they're 4 points off the sixth place team.
Maccabi Netanya and Bnei Reine, I think they are the other two teams who will make it to the upper playoffs. And if you look at the table, you see it that way. I'd say the top four, they made it. Hapoel Haifa, the surprise package of the season. That's something nobody
So
expected.
why have they been
Because
so good?
good defense, Ronnie Levy, that's it. The guy who Yoav Katz wanted to dump, not to forget.
I mean, you look at their team. There are no stars there, but they're solid
No.
defensively, and they're playing exactly how Ronnie Levy likes his team to be played, and likes his game to
Exactly.
be played.
And they get the points. They lose here and there, but most of their games are wins. And worst case, they draw. So they're having a really good season.
Guy Sarfati, he's the head coach now. Netanya, he's been excellent.
Yeah.
He's only signed for the rest of the season. I guess he wants to keep his options open with Barak Bachar. Where do you think Barak Bachar is going to land up? National team?
No, not yet. That depends on Robbie Keane. That's what I think. If Robbie Keane stays in Maccabi for a second season, then no Barak Bacha. If Robbie Keane doesn't, Barak Bacha is the new coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv. It's too early for him to go to the national team because the national team is too difficult and not too difficult. It's less work for the young coaches.
Of course, we're on here with Roy Jankelovich, sports rabbi Josh Halligman. Let's shift gears a little bit, Roy, to a trip that you were recently on. You were in Saudi Arabia. You were at the World Club Championship. Talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about the experience of going to, we'll call an Arab Muslim country. I mean, the home of Mecca, one of the big countries. Talk a little bit about the experience there for the listeners.
It's an interesting country. First of all, it reminded me of the previous Gulf states I visited, which are the UAE and Qatar, but it's much bigger. You see the Arab culture, but you also see the foreign workers. The football is huge. That's something which we know now with all the players coming.
You know what the football huge is the domestic league, which we've seen a lot of news, like with Ali Frack, with the head coach Steven Gerrard signing an extension, and you had Jordan Henderson leaving, going to Ajax. Is the local league big? I mean, do people go to those games, or is it are they looking at the big players that will come there and come there for the big money?
They're big. They're big teams. There are five big teams, and the people do go to the games, but there's like a big lull between the top teams and the teams which are not the big ones. Like, for example, we have Stojkovic, former goalkeeper of Maccabi Haifa, and Tony Wakeme. They both play for a bad team in the Saudi League, something like 16th place out of 20. Mm-hmm. So you have many, many players over there. Karim Benzema plays for Al Ittihad, which is one of the top teams, but he's not doing well. He seems to want away now from there. Experience, it's very Western. You have all the marks from the brands from the US. You have huge freeways. It's very Americanized.
What was the highlight for you on that trip?
The trip to Medina. To see the mosque, that it's different, because there you see the real Islam, the culture, and also the Israeli-Palestinian issue doesn't exist exactly over there, because you have Arabs who are in a country which they're in control of, so, and of course everything's in control. No protests are allowed there for anything. No,
it's the dictatorship.
Political motives. Exactly. And that's why also the Turkish Super Cup was canceled seconds before it was supposed to be played, because the teams wanted to show support of, not even support, they wanted to show 100 years for Atatürk, and the league there said you're not allowed to. So that's just a small anecdote.
Interesting. Well, talk a little bit about the tournament itself.
As usual, it's Man City was way, way stronger than any other rival they could have. So they met Fluminense in the final and they beat them 4-0, which was justified.
If they really tried, they would have won 8-0.
Yeah, but they didn't want to. So But my colleagues from the world said that if Boca Juniors would have been there, it would have ended 10-0 or even more.
Oh, man.
And it was fun. The games were in the stadium, KSC stadium. The stadium will host games in the World Cup in 2034, but it will undergo huge renovations. We have to remember the World Cup will be hosted by Saudi Arabia in 10 years.
Quite
so they have lots of time to work.
Quite they amazing.
To build infrastructure, public transport. So they have a long way to go, but they'll do it.
All right, Roy, where can people find you?
On Israel Sport, www.isport.co.il. On Twitter at Roy J, R-O-I-J-Y, and on Facebook and Instagram, Roy Jankelowitz, R-O-Y-J-A-N-K-E-L-O-W-I-T-Z.
And of course, me, the Sports Rabbi, at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver to you in both. Make sure you check us out all around. Subscribe to us. You want to go on to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the websites. We're all there for you. Roe, this is great. Thanks for catching up on the Israeli sports scene with the Sports Rabbi, and we'll speak to you very soon. Thanks for coming on and wishing you a Shabbat Shalom from Jerusalem.
Great. Thanks for having me.